Bass V.
What up? Well, hey there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. I don't know.
I liked it.
Yeah. Deep V.
Yep.
I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
More Like Radio.
Yes.
Where's the Cabo? How you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good.
We're good.
Feeling real good after the holiday.
Okay.
Met his boyfriend.
Yeah. I want to announce, actually, this is actually the second, but this is legit the first. This is the first episode that we'll be doing in the Deep V Audio Cave.
Deep V Audio Cave.
Yeah. Doing our own thing. Got our own studio going on. Excited about that.
Yep.
And obviously with this new episode in the Deep V Audio Cave.
Rape is welcome.
Yeah. I mean, it's not discouraged.
Right, no. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
We're not going to not tell you to do it.
Right. We don't have Roger Goodell in here, let's just say that.
Anywho, what are we drinking today?
Shock Top. Not a huge Shock Top guy, but it's not that bad, right?
I won't lie. Sounds an awful lot like a ladies' drink. Like, if you don't overreact to things, drive bad, menstruate.
Right.
Probably shouldn't be drinking Shock Top.
The menstruate thing really got it, yeah.
Yeah. It's called Shock Top.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with that. It sounds an awful lot like what women call their bra when it itches them really bad, kind of thing.
Oh, like a Shock Top right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's so Shock Toppy right now.
I'm so shocked.
The beer is damn good, though, however.
Yeah.
I'll give it that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. This is the beer you want to drink when you're, like, going to a picnic.
Right.
Hey, boo-boo. You know, that kind of thing.
I feel like this is a very white beer.
Yeah, you know, like, it's a solid beer for right when you walk in after church kind of thing.
Okay. Oh. You want to open the beer in church?
Like, right after. Like, you're in church and the pastor keeps praying and you're like, please stop praying. I want to go drink a Shock Top so bad. That kind of thing.
I haven't been to church in a long time. I want to go to church.
That's a thing.
Yeah. I'm going to bring beer to church.
Yeah. You know what? Let me get some of the
Maybe
Shock
we
top.
Should do that.
That Shock Top. That's good.
That was good. Out of a bottle. You didn't hear anything.
They didn't hear that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, whatever. Shock Top is that kind of thing. It's basically like a mid-tier, like beginner's beer kind of thing. Kind of like Bud Light Lime.
It's like a beginner's beer that, like, wants to get in a heavy beer.
Like you can drink it when you're tired, like after a nice brisk jog when you're like, I do not want water right now.
Right.
Shock Top.
Water's not going to hit the spot.
When electrolytes aren't on your fucking high priority list.
Right.
Hydration, when that shit doesn't matter, Shock Top.
What are electrolytes?
It's a rubefleff. Mm-hmm.
It's in Brando.
It's a thing. Look it up. It's in the Geneva Convention.
I don't think you know what that is.
Tomato, tomato. Well, think about this.
Don't tell me what to think about.
Think about how awesome sports could be if beer was included.
Okay.
Because you know.
What do you mean?
Like, you know what I want to see? I want to see the Ravens versus the Steelers with all 22 men on the field.
Correct.
Drunk.
Me too.
That would be great.
Except there'd be a lot of throw up.
A lot of fighting.
Yeah.
I just feel like it'd be an overall solid game.
Yeah.
I mean, Terrell Suggs, defensive lineman for the Ravens.
The ugliest human being alive.
That's sober.
Yeah.
Imagine him in a helmet running after you drunk.
Jesus Christ. I feel like he'd say, hey, you guys.
That would be Sleepy Hollow for realsies.
Yeah. He would search everywhere for Baby Ruth.
Alcohol makes everything better.
Mm-hmm.
Sex.
Correct.
Food.
Yep.
Marriage.
Right.
Why not sports?
It smiles for your brain.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Playing sports while drunk is basically about as manly as it gets.
Yeah.
Speaking of manly.
When's the last time you ran, though?
Is that a man thing?
No. Because like that just reminded me. Because like I ran and I drank a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I threw up so much. And it was like... maybe a half a mile. It was so bad. I laid down for hours.
I lay down all the time. I don't have to run to do that. But you know what? Speaking of manly.
Yep.
I understand you're growing out your beard.
I'm growing a big beard, yeah.
I envy you.
Do you?
Absolutely. I envy you and other men worldwide that can grow nice face bushes.
Okay.
Because my beard, it doesn't grow in properly.
A face bush.
yeah. Mine's very face weedy. It's very spotty and patchy, like a lazy Mexican's front yard. You know okay. what I mean? Like
painter's house. I gotcha.
Right. With the old Cadillac parked in in the grass that has no engine in it.
Right.
It's just primer. Right.
There's so many lawn chairs. Like the lawn chairs like outweigh the people like 3-1.
Yeah. The dogs are in the front yard and they're not even on the leash, but they're just in the yard somewhere.
Right.
I want a beard so thick that even racist lumberjacks tip their hat to me. Like they're just like,
that's respect. A nice black guy beard.
I want to be able to harbor alligator eggs in my beard.
Okay. All right. Is that how they hatch?
That's a thing.
Okay. I like it.
I've seen Duck Dynasty once or never.
I've never seen it either. Yeah. I don't want to watch it ever.
Lastly, I don't know why I'm on this beard thing, but I want a beard. I want a beard Abe Lincoln shakes his head at in envy.
Please grow a beard.
I want to.
Grow one.
It doesn't work.
Grow weirdy, weedy beard.
It looks strange.
Mm-mm, it looks like Paul Pierce.
No. Question.
Yep.
Would you support Nicole, your wife,
okay,
if she decided to grow a vagina beard?
No.
And when I say vagina beard, though, I mean like full 1970s bush.
Okay. If she was like, I'm going to grow like a sophisticated, weird, like wispy mustache, maybe. But no.
I'm talking like you're losing your wedding ring in there for sure.
Nope. Like it will have a smell no matter what.
I just feel like you're not using bush properly. It can be.
I know you like bush. It's so gross.
Bush is good.
Yucky.
It's a little padding down there. It's like brake pads.
No, it's not like padding.
It's just like brake pads.
You guys don't use brake pads correctly. That is not what it is.
Bush can be extremely useful if you think outside the box. You see what I mean?
I agree with you. It's like steel wool.
Oh, man. But they do have other uses. Like sometimes men's beards, they catch like leftover food from eating.
Correct.
What if vagina bush caught like leftover sex? Like you could come back for it later. Like you can recycle like a condom, hang it there, let it dry, come back for it later.
I think you're using sex as like an item that's like it sticks there.
Or you know another thing you can do with your bush. You can surprise yourself and put like treats in her bush, like Skittles and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you hit the pussy hard enough,
correct,
surprise, a treat might fall out.
Here's a jelly bean.
Keep it up. Boom.
Vagina high five.
Yeah. But she's a redhead.
Correct.
So I've got so many questions.
Okay.
Does her bush,
yep,
does it look like Chucky from Rugrats?
Okay.
Or does it look like Blake Griffin with the chicken pox?
It looks like a sunset that just got from raining.
Awesome.
But like 99% of the time it's this shaped.
It looks like a Walt Disney fire, doesn't it?
All nice and polite.
Yeah. For some reason, I envision like a small Keebler elf roasting marshmallows over your wife's bush.
She likes marshmallows, huh?
Yeah. For the record, that's what my mom calls whites. She calls them Keeblers.
Keeblers?
Yeah. You know the people that
Does she call me a Keebler?
Part of you.
Look at that half Keebler over there.
You know what I'm talking about when I refer to Keeblers?
Mm-hmm.
The people that lived in the tree trunks and baked cookies.
What other Keebler could I be talking about?
White people. I'm not sure, but white people do love to bake.
They do.
Cookies,
mm-hmm,
pies. Keebler.
Yep.
You know what? Pussy is often referred to as pies. And so,
yes.
I mean, I'm just connecting dots here. I mean, tomato, tomato.
Right.
Would that make her pie, since she's a redhead,
mm-hmm,
pumpkin pie?
If we were classifying a pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin spice pie, yeah. I can see where that is.
Okay, so you're liking the pumpkin pie.
I see the connected dots, too, because you know, she's got freckers.
Yeah. Well, if pussy is pie, then I got to be honest, I'm ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love cheesecake and moose pie. And if those are my choices of pie, I want to say I have genital warts.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm trying to deny my infection, but I just don't refer to my dick as dirty. It's one of a kind. It's unique. Unique New York.
It was born this way.
Speaking of delicious desserts.
Okay.
How about Kim K's spread? Pun intended.
It wasn't, you know.
You know the nudie pictures that came out that she did on the magazine?
Right, right. The photoshopped ones. Right, yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the ones that weren't photoshopped either. And
did you?
Tomato, tomato. I would wax really? That ass. Stretch marks and all. That's just for that line is just signed name here. That shit is.
It says Kanye.
There's other lines. So many lines.
She would just laugh if I was ever in there.
Well, you know how I feel about Kim K.
I know you love her.
I would stab a midget over Kim K. Okay, I saw the Photoshop pics. Like I said, non-Photoshop pics, non-Photoshop pics. And just like I said, tomato, tomato. Right. Her ass is so big and fucking beautiful.
It is.
It looks like there's tunnels and caves full of adventures inside her butt cheeks.
Yeah, it does.
Like my dick would run into the Goonies inside that motherfucker. Like, could you imagine if she farted and it said,
"Hey, you guys." And Terrell Suggs would be waiting.
I was reading TMZ. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. It was a dark day. A dark, cold day.
You know what? The
day.
Show is actually funny.
TMZ?
Yeah.
Or, oh, was that a show?
It's a show, too.
It's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I was just on the internet.
Okay.
The interweb? Yeah, the web that is inter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what they were saying is that Kim K has competition in the butt. What is that category now?
The rear end category?
Yeah. They're saying that Chloe's coming for her. The hottest ass in the business. Now, let me tell you something. They had pictures to back up this claim, and my lord, does Chloe have a fucking seat smusher.
Okay, seat smusher is fantastic. Okay. For one, they're pictures.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're...
They were like live footage, though. They were like pictures of her like going up an escalator, like paparazzi, like boom, butt cheeks. Live.
I don't.
In the Hamptons.
She, no.
It was good looking.
Chloe has the ass that I like to refer to as Rumpelstiltskin.
Right. Okay.
Because the ass is just so amazing. It's so.
It's
a gold-producing.
Rumpelstiltskin ass.
It's so old and wooden, and like he just is sitting there and he's just like so angry and he's like making gold and it's just. That sounds like a terrible ass.
Like I said, they did have the goddamn pictures, and it was a goddamn seat switcher. If there was a peaceful way to die, I want to be suffocated under Chloe's butt cheeks.
I don't think it'd be peaceful. She's very heavy.
No. I would CPR her butthole so hard. So hard. Anyways, I could...
1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh. I could talk about her butthole all day. So anyways, what went on this weekend? Anything worth noting?
No, not really. I mean, nothing. I saw Docket tweeted picture of Malia Obama.
Darnell Docket?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle Obama's daughter is underage.
Is she?
That ass is adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an adult ass.
He just tweeted and put laugh out loud.
That ass.
So serious.
That ass can drink, for sure, let me tell you. Where's the couple? He went to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was
where the players play.
Right. questionable decision there going down south during these times. It's very racy times these days with all that's going on.
Sure.
Going into Atlanta, that's like logging onto blackplanet.com back in the day. There's black people everywhere.
Yeah. There's a lot of black people in Atlanta.
Typically when things start going bad, the birds fly away from the storm, right?
Right.
Not Lauren. Not Royce DeCapo.
I'm going to check this shit out.
I'm going to fly right into that motherfucker.
I'm going to see what's going on here.
That's how the white people always die in the horror movies.
The white people die?
They're so curious to see what's going on.
But you know who dies first in every horror movie.
First. Right. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, at least we last a little longer.
This is true. Speaking of blacks,
okay,
go ahead and just shout out my dad real quick. What up, Fitzgerald?
Papa Ski Ray. Yeah.
Do you think your dad was a cool dad?
Yeah, I think he was. He was pretty cool, I guess.
You think so?
Yeah.
Cool wouldn't be the right word, you know, honestly, to describe my dad growing up. Mm-hmm. What are some words that would describe my dad? Aggressive.
Scary. Mm-hmm.
Short. High top fade. Tiny foots. Twinkle, twinkle. These are all words that describe my dad. Cool was not one of them. My dad, cool came with, like, in time, with, like, lots of alcohol, lots of Spike Lee movies, you know, the Spike Lee joints, you know, to get him to the level of cool where he's at today. So, but here's the thing, though. Lots of cool dads, but nobody tattoos dad on their arm. It's always mom.
Right.
Why?
I think gay dudes tattoo dad. Is that how it works?
Maybe. Like,
yeah.
No. You know what gay dudes tattoo on their arm?
What?
Uncle.
He was my uncle, though.
Gay days, am I right?
All
right.
I would actually kind of fall into this category because my dad taught me a lot of things, mm-hmm. like labor comes very cheap.
Right.
I honestly believe, looking back at the way I was raised, I was a hybrid slave. Okay. He fed me and provided me with bedding, you know what okay. I mean? But I absolutely performed slave jobs. But looking back, it really did teach me, like, to appreciate things.
Sure.
Because now as an adult, I could not be more happier making $10 an hour for my labor. like I said, this shit would really include myself because, side note, fun fact,
mm-hmm.
I have mommy's little boy tattooed on my left arm.
Do you?
True story.
I've seen you naked.
Let me explain why.
Okay.
First of all, I was 17.
Yep.
And I love my mom. We're very close in a couple of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Height.
Okay.
And friendship. she's like a BFF.
Sure.
I remember, this is how BFF-y we are.
Okay.
I remember her smoking with me one day. Long time ago, back in the day. She's a little lady. So we get to smoking.
Okay.
Get the munchies.
Yeah.
So she says, let's go to McDonald's.
So you are not smoking Newports.
No. Not smoking Newports. We get the munchies, go to McDonald's, and for whatever reason, the double cheeseburger was on sale to the point to where it cost less than the regular cheeseburger.
Okay.
Makes no sense, right?
That you just have to buy it.
Right.
Right.
So my high, cool-ass mom was like, fuck that. I don't want a double cheeseburger, but I'm not going to pay more for less. So we get to the window. My mom asks for a double cheeseburger to get the cheaper price, of course, and then asks, oh, and make that with one piece of meat, please. you want a double cheeseburger with one meat? Yes, hold the meat, please.
You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah. If that's not a reason to get mommy's little boy tattooed on your arm, I don't know what is.
Double cheeseburger.
Oh, man. All my tattoos have a reason behind mine. Like, another one of my tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I have my baby's mother's name tattooed on me still.
Okay.
And everyone knows we aren't together.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Sure.
Won't be.
It's a common name, though.
Yeah. Very true. I'm looking for Nikki. Yeah. But if I died right now, she would cry happy tears. Like,
sure.
But I'm always going to have love for her, kind of like as the mother of my son kind of
right.
thing. But people can call her what she wants, say, you know, what their opinion is about her kind of thing. But what nobody can ever take away from her and why I always try and, you know, defend her is she'll always be the mother of my son.
Mm-hmm.
So I was awful to her. Like, literally the worst.
Okay.
Our relationship was very similar to, like, a slave and its owner.
Okay.
Right. Her name was Nikki, but it was spelled D-N-I-K-K-I. The D was silent. I would have made the best slave owner. It was bad. Our relationship was so bad to the point to where, like, I wouldn't even speak to her. When I was thirsty, I would just do the whole jiggle my glass thing to make the ice cubes make the sound. When I was...
You sound like a You sound like a 1970s guy with every woman.
That's actually what I would do. When I was horny in the bed, I wouldn't even, like, romance her. I would just make, like, barbaric grunts, and I would grope her firmly. I would squeeze her boob like a stress ball. I would make sure her nose was squarely in the mattress to restrict breathing.
Just in case.
You know, so you can get a good muffled scream.
Right. The silencer.
Yeah. Looking back, though, I feel terrible and want to always, you know, have that tattoo to kind of remind me of, like, how far I've come in my life, like, where I was to where I am now, how much I've matured.
Sure.
I'm a better person now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For realsies.
Mm-hmm.
She might be listening to this shit somewhere, pissed off, burning up some shit of mine.
Probably.
Or maybe she's listening, playing with herself.
She's burning shit.
One of the two is happening. I choose to think she's playing with herself,
mm-hmm.
mainly because that's a nice visual.
Okay.
She's got a big old lawn chair filling ass, so
okay.
She's got that ass that wraps around the toilet when you sit down on it. Yeah. She, She's got that balled up ball of laundry you try to carry up to your room and it falls all over the place.
You always drop at least one sock.
That's her butt cheeks.
Okay.
She has balled up laundry ass. That ass is falling everywhere. So I just honestly can't bring myself to hate her. And after all I did, I just honestly to this day, nowadays, I appreciate, you know, everything she put up with. And, you know, long story short, all my tattoos have a story. So how about you? Tattoos?
I do have tattoos, but none of them have stories.
No stories from tattoos?
No, I just get them on a whim. I am getting one this weekend, though.
Tell me about your shark tattoo on your wrist.
Okay.
Do you like sharks?
I'm frightened of sharks. Like, literally frightened.
So, like, the Batman kind of thing. Like, Batman's afraid of bats.
Bingo.
He's Batman.
I like how you compared me to Batman. I like that.
I'm not a big fan of, like, what do you think about chicks with tattoos?
I like chicks with tattoos.
Do you?
Yeah.
Gross. It's yucky.
Yeah, that's yucky, but you like Kourtney Kardashian.
I like Khloe and Kim.
That's a
I hate Kourtney.
The hot one.
Kourtney is the worst.
I didn't know them.
Because they're beautiful. I keep tabs on all the beautiful women.
God damn it,
Skylar. You know, because you never know, you know, when I might run into one.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Not ever.
Yeah. But I don't like chicks with tattoos.
Okay.
And by tattoos, I mean like a real one, like a gigantic dragon or some shit. Little.
Okay, so you don't like sleeves and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Little hearts on the back of the neck and sure. All that type of shit. I'm cool with that.
Right.
But when you start getting big ones on your body, I feel like the next step is chewing tobacco.
Okay.
You know, an adult softball league.
Mm.
You know, driving semis cross country.
I think you're describing ugly lesbians.
But seriously, though, I mean, I am more mature now to where I recognize there's more to a woman than looks.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from looks, what are some things that you look for in a woman? Or I guess me asking this question to you, I should phrase it, you know, what do you appreciate about your wife outside of her looks?
Outer beauty.
There we go. There we
Does
go.
That work?
Yeah. What do you got there?
Outer beauty.
Do you appreciate anything about your wife?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, she, you know, cooks me food. And She's a good cooker. She puts up my shit. You know, stuff. Right.
Well, my thing is, I appreciate a woman who has an extremely, like, inappropriate sex drive.
Okay.
I'm talking on her back so much she develops bed sores.
You want a goat.
Yeah. My sex drive is excessive.
It is.
If they wrote a kid's book about me, instead of The Little Engine That Could, my story would be The Little Engine That You Goddamn Right Can.
And then go again.
Right. What are some other things I appreciate? I also appreciate a woman who has, like, who values silence. Okay. Wait a minute. You hear that? Nothing. I love it.
Sound like you want a sex craze mute.
It's not a bad idea.
We're not throwing that one out.
Right. I also appreciate, though, for realsies, a fashionable woman.
Okay.
Like, a chick with style is sexy to me.
Sure.
Like, she shows boob, but dresses classy enough to have, like, a little mystery left.
Like, sure, like a little side boob.
Yeah, she's so mysterious. Yeah. You know what I mean? Arab women are so mysterious.
Did you see her ankle?
But the thing, though, is after you pound once, the mystery is over.
Sure.
Scooby and the gang solve the mystery.
Pulled the shawl right out of the head.
I typically move on to the next mystery is my thing. You know what I mean? If you left your wife, though, for one celebrity.
Right.
Who is it?
It's Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
You said that quickly.
Yeah, it's that's an easy question.
I feel like you follow her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat.
In person.
Kicker.
Right.
In person.
Not being married, who would you leave your right hand for?
My right hand for? Who would I leave my pocket pussy in the sock drawer for?
Bingo.
Let's see.
The one you probably don't fit in.
Right. Let me think. Actually, you know what? That's a no-brainer. Jennifer Aniston.
That is not what I expected in the slightest.
No, she looks very mysterious in like a hoe kind of way. Like,
right.
She looks like she could be my hoe kind of thing.
Like, she looks like she says the N-word more than a normal black person does.
But she looks like she could be my kind of hoe to the point to where there's nothing wrong with being a hoe.
Okay.
If it's for your man.
Okay.
Like, I 100% expect her to not want to go to the annual Christmas party that my job throws because she thinks that my eggnog tastes better.
You sound like you want Jennifer Aniston from Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. That's her in real life. I feel like that's her. That is her.
It's not her.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I was so good.
That is so her. Horrible Bosses, Jennifer Aniston. That's her in real life. No, take these back seats.
That's just science, so. Yeah, right.
But she looks outrageously promiscuous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, anyways, enough of all these bird-ass women.
Bird women. What happened to that boy?
Yeah. But speaking of birds.
Continue.
Right. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
Was it?
Yeah, well, how was yours?
Hilarious.
Go on.
For starters, I was alone. See, but you know what?
It sounds depressing. Not hilarious.
It's kind of fitting for the year that I spend Thanksgiving alone. But what made it shitty, though, wasn't the whole alone thing. I like being alone. I jack off so much.
Right.
Alone is my time. That's it's go time when I'm alone.
Right.
But what made it shitty was everything was closed. Like, I have to spend Thanksgiving alone. No family.
Right.
No loved ones. Mm-hmm. No turkey.
Correct.
I can accept that. Mm-hmm. But don't take my Taco Bell from me. Don't give me poor television programming as well. Don't force me to cook Tostino's frozen pizzas. Don't provoke me to drink by myself.
Please, God, tell me that you had table for two, and your pocket pussy actually had an actual seat at the table, leaned up against the table with a plate of food.
You think I feed my women? That would be incredible.
Pocket pussy, slide the salt over here, please.
I'm thankful for a pocket pussy.
What's her name?
I haven't named her yet.
What's his name?
You know what? No, let's name her right now on air.
You know, let's let people name her.
Okay. Wanna call in? Yeah. Or not call in. Well, you can't call in.
Call in.
You think my minutes is unlimited, motherfucker? Don't you dare call me. Go ahead and send us an email.
Yeah, or just post it right on there.
Yeah. OfficialDeepV@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll post a picture. We'll post a picture of her or him. Whatever.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Whatever the best one.
We're dressed up in Christmas attire.
Yeah. It's going to have a bow tie and a mustache. His name's going to be Gary.
I've got a half chub right now. You have no idea. I am thankful for a lot, though.
Yep.
You know what? Let's do this. It's Thanksgiving just passed.
Yep.
Four things you're thankful for.
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right.
Let me go first.
You're going to do all four or you're going to do one at a time?
I'm going to just go first. All right. The first one. First thing I'm thankful for.
Yep.
Porn.
Porn.
Here's why.
Why?
So thankful for porn. Without porn, my dick would be backed up like shit. The 5 o'clock traffic, just bumper to bumper. You know what I mean?
Like in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So much traffic.
Rush hour, am I right?
Carmageddon.
How about you? What are you thankful for?
Mine is very close to that.
Uh-huh.
I put Apple's antivirus software.
You're happy for antivirus software on the computer?
On Apple's. Because you can't just get a virus.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I only have Apple.
Okay.
I do look at some porn,
mm-hmm.
and I have not got a virus.
Give me your favorite porn category to look into.
God, it'd probably just be amateur, I guess.
Amateur.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a show. You know what I mean? Like, see, like the camera crew in the background. Right? Yeah.
If I wanted a show, I'm gonna go to Redbox. You know? Right. I'm not jerking my dick in AMC. You know?
That often.
Another thing I'm thankful for: online dating.
Okay.
Here's the thing: no matter how out of shape I get, with Photoshop, filters, and the right angled pic, I can be as in shape as I want to be.
You'd be as in shape as Kim Kardashian.
And for that, I'm grateful. How about you? Give me another.
I put having an acceptable size wiener.
An acceptable size wiener.
It's not like overly big. It's not like, you know, like frightening or like laughable.
Okay.
It's like, I could probably work on that.
So you're doing well.
Yeah.
Okay. You're middle class.
Right. Upper middle.
You have a 3-bedroom house.
Bingo.
But not in a cul-de-sac.
Right.
No pool.
Right.
But you've got like those counters that look like granite, but they're not granite.
Right, right, the faux granite.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. But that's I have like a hot tub in the back. You know what I mean?
Okay, because you like to party. Party in the front. What is it?
Party in the back. Party business in the front.
Okay.
Talking about a little mullet.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
All right. All right.
I have an acceptable mullet.
Another thing I'm grateful for.
Grow on.
Alcohol.
Mm.
Without alcohol, 174 hoes just would not have been possible. For a number of reasons.
Wait, what's your total number then?
I'm at 175. Baby.
One was not drunk?
Hi, Royce. But that many hoes just would never have been as possible because for a number of reasons. One being, I would have had higher standards.
Right.
And lastly, one other thing I'm thankful for.
What?
You and Royce DeCapo.
I'd be thankful for me too.
You guys are my best friends. You guys have like firm cocks.
Right.
But you're gentle lovers.
Right.
Shout out to Astroglide and Lysol. Right.
Keeping it clean and smooth.
Right, right, right. How about you? Give me something.
I put not growing a patchy beard.
That's what you're thankful for.
I can grow a full beard.
Go fuck yourself. Goddamn man.
I put alcohol on there.
You probably pee standing up too. I'm thankful for roofies. Thankful for roofies. Go roofies.
Rufalol. Rufalol? Rufalin. There we go.
Speaking of roofies. True or false, you've had some narcotic in your system at some point in your life.
Sure.
I'm liking that. I've had so many narcotics in my system.
You have?
Somewhere Heath Ledger is looking down saying, awesome.
Look at that fucking guy.
You know what? Good for you. That's what he said.
Pulling that shit off.
Let's see here. What have I had in my system? Weed, mushrooms,
right.
Coke.
Go on.
Ecstasy.
Yep. And that's cocaine, not Coca-Cola.
Cocaine. Yep. Have you ever tried ecstasy?
I have not.
Huge letdown for me.
Yeah?
I'm very sexual, as we all know.
You're right.
Right. Some know more than others.
He's rubbing my leg.
Matter of fact, 175 people know more than others. But my understanding of ecstasy was it was like going to enhance that.
Okay.
So I remember taking one with the porn chick that I used to fuck regularly. She won't return my texts as of lately.
Why?
I don't know. She must have got tested. Oh, well. But when I was fucking, she brought like a couple pills over.
Right.
We took them. Mm-hmm. And the plan was to fuck like rabbits for the rest of the night.
Okay.
Well, like an hour and a half later, I feel like absolutely nothing happened. So she says, let's go jog to help the pill digest. This was her suggestion.
That's the worst idea.
The fucking worst. Now, I was well on my way to being out of shape at this point, so the last thing I'm looking to do is jog.
Jog.
Let alone to activate a damn drug. So
you have to activate the drug. Good.
It was the worst, though, but spoiler alert, we fucked anyway, though, so that was cool. What up, Nicole Banks?
So if I like type your name in
to
X videos, are you coming up with her?
No, but she is the Yeah. But I decided to just stick with weed.
Okay.
You know what? Speaking of, how do you feel about marijuana? Should it be legal?
Yeah, it should be legal.
You think so?
Yeah.
There's lots of health beneficial
reasons
that helps people survive.
Correct.
Not be stressed out.
Sure.
Eat things that
nibble.
Sleep.
Right.
But listen here, there's nothing I want more than to buy a 20 sack to go with my beef jerky and a big gulp from Circle K.
Explain what a 20 sack is.
A 20 sack is $20 worth of weed.
Okay.
Now, typically, the shit that I smoke, that's a gram.
Okay.
But there's Mexicans that listen to our show, and they without a doubt smoke regular weed. That shit smells like a carpet that your mother-in-law farted on.
Oh. So it smells good.
Words honestly cannot describe how happy it would make me to be able to buy weed from Circle K.
Try.
It just wouldn't.
Try.
Weed has never caused anyone to commit a crime. If anything, it's prevented them from committing them.
Okay.
Out of sheer laziness.
Sure.
Lack of motivation. Mm-hmm. Weed has an incredible way of making you not give a fuck about anything.
Right.
I wanted to do this radio show like 5 years ago. man. But speaking of drugs, though, what about the Drugs Inc. TV show? Do you watch that?
I've seen a few.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind them.
I've seen some crazy shit on that show.
You know the only ones I watch, though?
What?
Cocaine.
You like the cocaine?
I love watching the cocaine ones. I do not know why.
I freak out every time I see that show. I see crazy shit.
Right.
Like cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in-laws.
Right.
My mother.
Mom, what are you doing on there?
I might see my sister, though. On some real shit. My sister got caught up just recently, right before Thanksgiving, with a sack of weed in my parents' house.
Go on.
Right? She called me scared and asked me what to do. I told her, I don't know, shit, tell Mom and Dad you really wanted to enjoy dinner that night?
It's oregano. Don't worry about it.
Right? I'm not afraid of jail, though.
Mm-hmm.
So many relatives.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared of jail.
Are you?
Yes.
I've been wanting to see my uncle since, like, what is that? When did he get locked up? 99?
You know, you could visit. You don't have to be, like, in there talking to him. Sounds frightening.
What about a gang? Would you ever join a gang?
Only if I knew the gang was winning.
Bandwagon.
I do not want to lose.
Okay, you want to be on the dynasty gang.
Think about getting stabbed.
You want to be on the gang that just went back-to-back championships.
Bingo. Bingo.
That signed all their free agents.
I'm like, hey, Packers gang, come over here.
For me, that's kind of like a big commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have yet to join fucking Costco.
Right.
Let alone a gang, so...
Costco's expensive. It's not your fault.
To be exclusive to one color...
Right.
I'm just too fashionable for that.
Who would you choose?
I don't know.
They're not listening.
The plaid gang. The cardigan gang. You know what I mean? I'm just way too fashionable. Also, gangs stand out at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when they work, at nighttime.
Right.
On the block.
Right.
I'm not built for that.
No, I'm sleeping.
It'd be getting chilly outside.
It's so cold.
Also, I'm kind of shy. So, you can't sell drugs and slap bitches and be shy.
Hey, I wonder if you want to buy some weed? Or...
Hey, baby.
What you doing over there?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Speaking of drugs and gangs, though.
Uh-huh.
Random, but it just popped in my head.
Drugs and gangs.
How do you feel about Puerto Rican and Cuban women?
I like them.
I mean, aside from them making great mules, a.k.a. drug runners.
Right. Right. That's what they're there for. Yeah,
they're
yeah.
so loyal to their...
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
They're so loyal to their boyfriends.
Correct.
They're basically golden retrievers.
Right.
Very loyal, and they like to be pet.
Hey, Zoe Saldana, I'm pretty sure is one of them, so...
Yes. Yeah. That's real shit. Latina yeah. women, in specific, love attention. You know how to get a Latina woman? Just listen to her. Pay attention to her broken English bullshit stories.
Mm.
Make her your number one priority.
So I'm not getting one of those.
Right. Oh, and blow her back out. They like that too. And finally, lots of doggy treats. Okay. But seriously though, don't let them pee on your carpet. That's how they mark their territory.
Then all the other Cuban Puerto Rican women are going to come over and be like, "What the fuck is this? And I'm going to pee on this."
They're fucking crazy. You ever wonder what a Latina woman carries in her purse?
What?
Lots of things. Kilos for their boyfriend.
Okay.
Sharp objects to stab a bitch with.
Right.
Lots and lots of hairspray.
Mm.
Mexican candy. And
which is basically glass.
Delicious. Good glass. And finally, an international calling card. That's a Latina purse starter kit right there, okay? Speaking of women,
okay,
have you seen Robin Thicke's new girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
Oh, she's fucking bad.
Fucking beautiful, bro.
Really?
She's unbelievable.
I don't know what he does.
Dear God in heaven, I had no idea that you could upgrade from Paula Patton, but apparently you can. I have no idea what this has to do with our current topic of drugs, but I guess just to make it all flow, without a doubt, I would fucking drug her just to stick it in.
Roofies.
What up, roofies? She looks like a more sexual, fuller body Mila Kunis.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's kind of stuffy for me, though.
I would look his girlfriend, like, straight in the face while I have sex with her, which is rare for me.
Sure, sure, sure.
Especially if I'm at the girl's house, because typically instead of looking around, I don't look her in the face.
Sure.
I'm typically looking around trying to figure out what I can steal before I leave.
Okay. That's the black in you, yeah.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Pussy makes you do crazy things.
Sure.
Is pussy a drug?
I guess, yeah.
I'm going to say yeah, too, yeah. Because if I could smoke it, inject it, mm-hmm. snort it,
right.
overdose on
well,
it,
you do kind of
load
inject
it in
it.
A bowl, Light that shit, baby.
You kind of inject it.
Yeah. Oh, you kind of do inject it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the injector.
She's the injectee.
Yeah. There's not much that's better than pussy, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm a sex addict, though.
I think you are, actually.
Well, I mean, I do itch for it sometimes, but the doctor keeps telling me that's just the herpes, so.
That's the herpes. Right.
Sex addicts, though. Is that a thing? Because I feel like I want to call bullshit.
It's probably not a thing, but we're going to call it a thing.
Okay, it's a thing.
Yeah.
If I'm a sex addict, then you know what? Don't you dare try to fix me. I know one person that benefited from my sex addiction.
Who?
Hi, my son, Royce. Daddy loves you, and you're welcome, and condoms are yucky. So, you know, have you ever seen animals fuck?
I have.
Again, also nothing to do with drugs, just nope. Very random.
Nope.
I think I'm on drugs right now. So maybe you are.
You told
loud.
Me you were.
Yeah. I think I'm thinking out loud. So no judge.
Okay.
You know what?
What?
Lions have a pack.
They do.
And you know what? The pack is made of mostly women, right? The head lion, the man that sits in the shade and sends a pack of bitches out to hunt, right. While he lounges in the shade, right. And watches ESPN.
Sure.
Also,
lions are watching ESPN. Did you fucking see LeBron there? Stupid fucking asshole.
That's what lions say.
Roar, roar.
Simba's such a fucking, what is he, a Lakers fan probably?
He is.
That was the beef. It was fucking the goddamn beefing over the Boston Lakers rivalry.
Roar, roar, Kobe.
Even Mufasa. He also fucks every lion in the pride. Who knew lions were goddamn polygamous? Simba has some explaining to do.
They're all from Utah.
Right. Goddamn Simba. Turns out Nala was just one of 14 bitches.
Why do you know the name?
Lion King is legit.
Is it?
I smoke a lot of weed. Let's do this. You know what? Let's take a quick break because this shock top is running through me quickly.
Right. I got to pee and I need another one.
Yeah. Hey, Royce DeCapo, give us some Pete Wild on the break.
A little Pete Wild, please.
All right. Be sure to look up the talented artist Pete Wild at Pete Wild Music or IG at The Wild Thing with the E, WILDE
right.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Tis the season when we come back. When we come back from the break, DV is actually going to do our official Christmas list for 2014.
Bingo.
We'll be right back, DV. As I said before the break, in honor of the Christmas spirit,
Christmas,
I think we should,
or Hanukkah,
right? Let our fans know, or Kwanzaa, racist.
I'm not the one who said it, but I was thinking it.
We should let our fans know, like, what we want this year, type of thing.
Sure,
you know what I mean. Like, if Mike and Ski Ray hope to get a present,
right,
from old Santa Claus,
yep,
what are we going to ask for?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some people might know Santa Claus as Tim Allen.
Is it weird I was watching that earlier today?
Really?
Yeah, it was on.
Awesome.
I swear to you.
He's Santa Claus.
He is.
Tim Allen is Santa Claus.
Yeah, and he goes, oh. He did it in his other show.
If you're if you don't get that reference, you're too young and stupid.
Yeah, dumbass.
So Tamagotchi. What we're going to do, we'll just go back and forth and kind of name off some gifts that we want.
Bingo.
I'll go first.
Go.
You know what I want for Christmas?
What do you want?
Lipo. Explanation? Not needed. How about you?
Attractive lesbians in real life.
You want those?
They don't exist.
This is true.
Don't like, wouldn't you like seeing like an attractive lesbian couple be like, nice.
Right. I see that. I see. Okay, okay. I'm going to move on to my next gift here.
Number two.
Something else I want.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a prostitute. Or
you could get that one,
right? Or toots. So surprise me, plural prostitutes. That's toots.
Toots.
Yeah.
you abbreviated the middle of a prostitute. Give me two toots, please.
Here's the thing with the prostitutes or toots.
Toots. Prostitai.
Have you ever been with one?
Prostitai.
That sounds like even more Italian spaghetti.
We did prostitute.
Have you ever been with a prostitute?
I have not.
It's incredible. Here's the thing about them. They don't talk. They don't text. Argue.
Yep.
Nothing.
And they are sex addict mutes, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So that's what you do.
They just drop draws. It can all be so simple. Some may not have heard me in the last episode, but the next thing that I'd like for Christmas...
Mm-hmm.
80 milligrams of penicillin. So.
To help with the prostitutes.
Well, for the reason for that is I just try and stock up in between outbreaks.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Penicillin's in low demand right now, so right. That's a good idea.
How about you?
I'll give you two.
Okay.
Megan Fox.
Uh-huh.
Obviously.
I like that. And wait, you want her wrapped up in a bow?
That's fine.
Okay. Anyway.
It doesn't matter. Either way, I'm going to jail. I don't care. I'll give you another one.
Okay.
The Ducks to beat U of A.
You want Oregon to beat U of A?
Yes. I'm tired of it.
Pac-12 championship.
Yeah, see, you're a U of A fan.
I'm such a U of A fan.
You went there, though.
I did go
there. You have a legitimate reason to be a fan.
I visited there for a semester.
And I want Oregon to win.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm an Oregon fan. You're a U of A.
Let's do a... Should we take a bet on air?
Fine.
Nope, not doing that. Here's another one that I would like for Christmas. Fans, go ahead and send me a pocket pussy. Would be much appreciated.
Right.
You know, I know that I already have one for people who heard the last
episode.
You want
multiple vaginas.
Right, just to create the illusion in my head that I'm fucking multiple bitches.
You're going to be the Mormon version of the pocket pussy. Right. I gotcha.
How about you? Give me another one.
2 inches.
2 inches?
In general. Like, you name it. Like, 2 inches will be better. It'll be good at everything.
I like that. All right. Another thing that I would like.
Okay.
A pit bull puppy.
That's so black and Mexican of you.
That's why I just wanted to fit in with all my black friends. What'd you name yours? I have one too. You know, that whole thing. How about you? Give me another one.
I want a rich person to like give me like $1 billion and be like, hey, fuckface, uh-huh. Go have fun.
Really?
That never gonna happen.
The greatest Christmas ever.
It'd be a good Christmas, right?
It'd be damn good.
Yeah.
You know what I want?
What?
More realistic. Furry handcuffs.
It's like $12 at Spencer's.
Yeah. I want them just so it seems harmless and fun. Like when I handcuff a chick.
Right.
I won't have to fight her so much, so she'll think it's a game when I put her in my closet. Until 2 weeks I start sliding cheese underneath the closet to feed her.
You sound like a gentle raper.
Right. How about you?
I'll give you another one.
Okay.
I want to punch Michael Crabtree right in his stupid middle school athlete body face.
Michael Crabtree, the wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes, I hate him.
What's
so
your deal?
Much.
Why?
I don't know why. Okay. Like, he's like not muscular and not athletic. He's just good. That's what drives me crazy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I hate him.
There. Yeah. Let me give you another one.
Okay.
I would like for Christmas in 2014.
What do you want?
Chloroform. Used properly.
The liquid form of roofies.
There's no woman that I can't have sex with. Chloroform could literally make all of my dreams come true. And by dreams, I mean all of my wet dreams come true.
That's every dream he has, by the
right,
way.
Right. How about you? Give me another one.
I want to be invisible one day a year.
One day?
A year.
Okay, what are you doing?
I can't do more than one day a year. Uh-huh. Because if I'm more than like one day a year, people will be like, "Who's this fucking invisible guy running around?" One day a year, I feel like it'd be like, "Okay, something's weird going on, but it's all right."
Okay, I see what you did there. Yeah. All right. Last thing that I want.
What do you want?
Self-respect.
Go on.
I don't know if it can be purchased, but it seems like recording these shows, my self-respect seems to be extremely lacking. You're welcome.
I think it's high.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'll give you my last one.
You got one?
Yeah. Go one ahead. More. A horse tornado.
A horse tornado.
I mean a carousel.
Nice.
Oh, it's so bad.
You know what? That was so incredible. We should stop right there.
Right.
You know what that brings our total to?
What?
We just gave our listeners 8 gifts that we want for Christmas. Right. I'm going to stop at 8, ironically.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's move on.
One for each menorah thing. Right.
This episode seems solid.
It's very good.
Let's finish strong, like the last pump before you nut.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a strong, deep pump.
Right. Some sponsors. Let our fans know what Deep Beach Day was brought to you by.
Oh, you're talking about our real sponsors, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You know what this episode was brought to you today by?
What?
Jock Itch. when you get that, God bless.
especially in public. You just look like you're like surfing weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Just jumping side to side, scratching that thing.
It's so tough to get rid of, like in-laws. There's not much that feels better than a deep dick scratch. That's, you know, the one that sounds like you're scratching bark off a tree.
Yeah.
I like that. You got one?
Deep V is sponsored by The Cosby Show slots on TV right now.
Ooh, there's a lot of them.
There's none.
No?
There's none.
I'm so out of date on TV.
Yeah. The pastor from Seven Heaven, his show is still on. He's molesting little fucking kids.
Correct.
Seventh Heaven pastor. Oh, he did touch little boy butt.
No. Little girls were touching his wang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if
that's
it's on
better
the
than raping bitches,
I mean, if it's
right?
on the menu, they ordered it, dude. Did she come in the
egg? Hey, what do you think about this?
Right. You know, this is also brought to you today by
what?
Craigslist escort ads.
I like that.
Without them, my health insurance would just never be used.
Have you had one?
Have I what?
Had one?
Had what?
A Craigslist.
Don't you be putting my business on there. I'll text you later. Give me one.
Teethy Blowjobs.
This was brought to you by Teethy Blowjobs?
Teethy Blowjobs.
It's the worst.
Teethy Blowjobs are the worst.
Okay. Finally for me.
Yep.
This episode was brought to you today by Vagisil. Because funky pussy is just gross. Nobody, right? Nobody wants a pussy that smells like a train conductor's boot.
You know what? Speaking of train conductors, it's probably going to smell like, what's his name? Denzel Washington's boot, because he only fucking does train movies now. Has he done like 3 train movies?
Yeah. Yeah.
What a jackass.
He
I like him
trains.
Too. He does.
Choo-choo.
Give you one more.
Denzel Choo-choo Washington.
I'm going to give you one more. Since you said the last push.
Okay.
The noise you make when you're finishing, but you're trying to be quiet. Like somebody's in the house.
That's what it sounds like
why
when
did
I
you
make
breathe
a
so loud?
Big poop.
Is that what you say?
I just stole
That's
your joke.
That's what I said.
You know what? This is incredible. Let's send our fans out with a fan favorite.
The favorite.
Yeah. We're going to do a segment here that our fans have grown to like. You look like.
Grown to like. They loved it.
Yeah. We'll do that. The first you look like, for people who are just now listening,
right,
is we just like to say, we give our name of a celebrity,
right,
and say what they look like.
Correct.
All right. So the first one we're going to do is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
You know what he looks like?
What?
He looks like he was what Mucinex's Designed to Kill. That's what it looks like to me.
He looks like he buys people from different countries.
He does. He looks like he laughed during the Mike Brown verdict. He had popcorn.
I got something similar.
It was white cheddar.
It was a lot.
Right.
He looks like he has way too many Hitler books than he should have.
Very true, very true. Let's do LeBron. How about LeBron James?
LeBron.
You know what he looks like?
What?
He looks like an unsatisfied Rogaine customer.
He's so mad.
He will not have a testimonial.
He looks like a very strong, tall, athletic Carl Winslow.
Yeah! He looks like the Muppet Baby that says, Waka, Waka, Waka.
He looks like he should have stayed in Miami.
Yes, he does look like he should have kept his raggedy ass in Miami. Nancy Grace.
She looks like she has the Amber Alert noise, like, on her ringtone.
She looks like she eats pudding with her finger.
Sick. She does. She really does. She looks like what happens if, like, caps lock was left on.
She looks like she's barreled hay. That was on her chores list for the day. From her racist dad.
Barrel hay today.
Right, right. You got one for her?
No, that was it.
How about Floyd Mayweather?
He looks like he spends a lot of money on, like, weird stuff, like band-aids and beds for his money.
Uh-huh. He looks like he always hid from the teacher when she looked to call on someone to read.
Because he can't read.
He looks like his high school diploma has an asterisk mark above it. And a smiley face sticker.
He was going to punch me, but didn't pass. He looks like he watches cartoons non-ironically.
This is true. How about his arch nemesis, Manny Pacquiao?
Manny Pacquiao.
He looks like he'll clean your front yard for $23.
He looks like he'd be a great bad guy in Die Hard or Fast and Furious.
Ooh, he does. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He also looks like one of the survivors that FEMA didn't get to after the Katrina fucking hurricane came through. Sorry, Manny. Shave your mustache.
He looks like he glues his beard to his mustache to his face.
Yes,
weird in
he this. Looks like the costume that looks like you're trying to, like, be a spy with the mustache and the fucking nose.
Mr. Mugatu.
How about Lady Gaga?
Oh god. Okay, here we go. She looks like she has a wider penis than I do.
She looks like what a Barbie looks like when a little boy starts playing with it and dressing it.
It looks good, right? She looks like she was born this way.
She does.
Am I right? Am I right? That's her song.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I'm not that
Stop
white.
It. You know.
She looks like the next evolution of the human race.
Gross.
Very gross. How about Raven Simone?
She looks like she's tired of saying that, so Raven.
She looks like she struggles with high blood pressure.
She does.
She does. Anytime she sees a blood pressure reader in Walgreens, she gets anxiety.
She looks like she went to a Pray the Gay the Way camp and got stronger. You know, like Popeye, like, eats spinach?
Yeah.
That's how she looks.
Gross.
Yeah.
She also looks like she starts to eat before anyone prays over the food. She's just a greedy bitch.
I heard it's eyes closed. She's eating.
Right.
You want to do one more?
You got one?
No, let's do one more person.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, go ahead.
He doesn't exactly look like the Huxtables these days. He looks like he has a sign in his lawn that says, "Stay off my grass."
He looks like the black version of Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future.
I like that. Mm-hmm. He also looks like Jerry Sandusky. He looks like Jerry Sandusky is the yin to his yang. You got one?
Yeah.
Give me one.
He looks like he always has the white stuff on the side of his mouth.
I love it. And he
has to clear the throat all the time.
You got some shit on your shit. I love it.
Let me just clear my throat.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, fans, but we're going to abruptly end this.
Are we done?
We're done.
We're done.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go
drink more beer.
Yeah, let's do that. More Shock Top.
And cocaine.
Shout out to Shock Top. Shout out to Roofies and cocaine.
Right. Yeah. One Shock Top, a little cap full of roofie, uh-huh. and a cap full of cocaine. That's how I sleep at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody be sure to follow us on our Twitter is at OfficialDeepV. Mm-hmm. Instagram, OfficialDeepV.
Correct.
Facebook fan page is just DeepV.
Facebook, that's the easiest one to remember.
Yeah.
It's just DeepV.
Please go go ahead and like the page because we're at, what are we at? I don't know what we're at, but the 200th like
it's actually so close.
Gets a free t-shirt.
Yeah, and it's a nice shirt.
Free DeepV podcast t-shirt. Right? I know everybody wants that.
If you don't, you're an asshole.
Santa Claus is like, everybody's asking for the DeepV t-shirt.
We need to get this shirt.
Right. Shout out to the whole North Pole.
Right.
Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Be thankful for DeepV.
For us.
Be thankful for abortion clinics. Birth control.
Wire hangers.
Strong karate kicks.
Too much alcohol.
Be thankful for wooden flights of stairs.
Secondhand smoke.
Be thankful we'll be here next week Friday.
We will.
DeepV.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.